time you take a sip. In this smoky atmosphere, you press that bottle to your lips, and I wish I was your beer. And in the small there of your back, your jeans are playing peekaboo. I'd like to see the other half of your butterfly tattoo. Hey, that gives me an idea. Let's get out of this bar, drive out into the country, and find a place to park. 'Cause I'd like to see you out in the moonlight. I'd like to.
You're live, man.
I don't know what's going on with that. That was different.
Yeah, that it looks was... like the it said a prompt came up and said the flash drive is not recognized or does not recognize the flash drive after proceeded it to play
anyway,
most
came...
of ticks and then all of a sudden
back checking for ticks, baby. I didn't know what happened. It just that was a weird sound. That's a sound I heard a while ago on the air. That little ding a ding a ding a. This is your host Ray I here. Peanuts out like a light. The system messed up. Matty G's working on that and. The Vogler Vogler. We were checking for some ticks. We was into the song, and all of a sudden it just went crazy.
It happens,
I guess. Those things happen. Maybe, who knows? Gremlins. We used to say gremlins, right?
That's a World War II thing.
We're going to try to do a little Vogler Vogler news if we have time, but I want to share something with the listeners. As hunters and fishermen and outdoorsmen, safety when you go out there. Always tell somebody where you're going and when you're going to be back and the area you'll be in when you go out. I have been guilty for years of getting in a truck or a Jeep and going someplace in the wilderness in the middle of nowhere and nobody knows where I'm at. Our great friend Gib Rhodes out in Kansas was mad at those turkeys after me and our Indian Creek brothers went out there for a little turkey hunt and they were mean to us, so he went back after those turkeys. And did several mornings and readjusted himself. And this was the last of May, went out and was supposed to go to breakfast. He was only going to hunt to 7:30, but he didn't say anything else. And he was going to go to breakfast with his wife, Trudy, and his mother-in-law after the hunt. And instead of at home, he was going to go out and have breakfast. Anyway, long story short, he went in there to hunt and he readjusted himself and got on the end of this field where he normally doesn't hunt. To wait for the turkeys to come by and leave the property. He had his back to the neighbor's property. And the rain came. He was in early. He was in dark, like 3:30. He didn't want to mess anything up. Anyway, when it started getting daylight, the rain came. He didn't see any turkeys, didn't hear any turkeys. And getting close to 7 o'clock, so he started to go out. And as he went out, he had to cross a deep ditch. He had two ditches to cross. And when he went into the ditch, he slipped and went down and blew his knee out. His knee was on the side of his leg. And he was down at the bottom of the ditch. And he had to crawl out of the ditch because the water was coming up. And he saw a tree, a small tree, like a hedge apple tree at the corner there. So he crawled over to it and leaned up against that, pushed his knee back up on the front of his leg and sat there. About 8:30, his wife and them drove by and saw his truck. And knowing him, how dedicated he is to turkey, and thought he was on turkey. So they went on to breakfast. Anyway, nobody checked on him. He's against that tree. His phone, boys and girls, he left in the truck. He pulled a Ray Eye. He had no water, no snacks, because he was only staying the 7:30. And the rain came, the rain went, the rain came. That evening, right before dark, an older gentleman, his father-in-law, drove by, saw his truck, and went back. He didn't have a cell phone around, was driving down the road, and the deputy sheriff pulled him over because he had lights out on the back of his truck. And he told him that Gib didn't come out hunting, so the deputies got together, and he did a search party. Well, they went to where he always hunts, and he wasn't there. Anyway, they looked for him. The deputies got together and did a search the area. They found him at 10:30 at night.
Oh.
He was there in the morning to 10:30 at night. So always tell everybody what time you're going to come out, where you're going to be, and where you're going to be hunting. It's a real important safety factor. When I go to Johnson Mountain in the middle down there, you know, me and Peanut go down and take the truck. You don't know. Anything can happen, especially as we age. You know, we got a lot of older hunters now. I always tell everybody where I'm going. And all Jan has to do is get a hold of my brother Marty or Pat if I don't come back. And they know where I'm at better than I know where I'm at. And they can find me. So always tell somebody where you're at. Remember, safety first.
Take your phone.
And always take your phone. Today, we got these phones. In the old days, I don't know how we got away with it for so many years. And a lot of people suffered out there big time. A lot of people died out there because they didn't tell people. So always do that. It's a real safety. Let's do a little news, Vogler Vogler. What do you got for me here? Hold on a minute. Hey, it's working. We're working. Yeah, baby.
Woo-hoo. It's now time for the Vogler Vogler news. We have news for you. Brought to you by Depends for Men, the confidence to be you. Take charge of your leaks
and
keep
your
confidence on track. Life Alert, help, I've fallen and I can't get up.
I'm having Thomas Coffee, baby.
Number one selling cane in America.
Mm. Blow it this way.
Geritol.
I need a whiff.
You're a partner for a healthier life. So here he is, the Vogler Vogler. He has news for you.
Vogler Vogler?
Festus, Missouri. Jefferson County residents were on high alert Thursday evening after a bear was spotted in several yards in Georgetown neighborhood near Festus. An 11-year-old Annalise Mattingly was the first to spot a bear in a neighbor's trash can.
Mmm, boo-boo.
So
spotted
all the years
bear, boo-boo.
In Missouri that we've never had to worry about anything being out in the woods.
Yeah, we did. Feral clowns.
Feral clowns. Besides those, it's we got to start paying attention and just look. Go to the Missouri Department of Conservation. They've got some good information on how to be aware of the bears around you.
Yeah, boo-boo.
Missouri Department now only offers federal duck stamps online.
Oh.
Missouri Department offices no longer sell physical federal duck stamps. Buy them online at the Jefferson City Missouri Department of Conservation's extension. And federal duck stamps can be electronically through online permits and there'll be mobile apps on Missouri Hunting. And you can get it. They'll mail it to you or you can print it out now.
Yeah. You actually got your news edited and printed. I'm impressed.
Hey.
I'm the one that forgot the name of Teddy Roosevelt's son this morning. I hate that. We do those things, don't we?
Yes, we do.
Peanut's really excited about the news. She's snoring.
Missouri Department of Conservation invites public to June 19th kayaking clinic near Licking, Missouri. This is for beginning kayakers.
Oh.
And it will
do that on the Piney?
12 to ages. 12 and up.
They do that at the Piney, or were they doing it?
They didn't say that.
They didn't say. I got it.
They didn't say that, no. And then the following week, Missouri Department invites the kayak clinic. That's on the 19th. It's to West Plains.
Well, they're not going to do it at PJ's restaurant, so they must be going to be doing it at the Piney. Unless and they're doing it in a building first and then going to the river. I don't
Missouri
know.
Department invites women to June 27th.
You need to research more. You're the news guy,
trip.
Man.
But then okay,
do you still have the sporting clays thing, or did you not have that?
No, I do have that.
Yeah, we do that every week because we want to get that covered. That's for a good, good cause.
You open that up.
It's a newsstand, the news. how many years, Matty G, how many years have we had to coach him through the news? Do you remember how many years it's been since you've been here?
Too many.
Oh, here
too
we are. We're waiting.
You know, it's the clays. Where is the...
See, here we go. He's
waiting.
Always prepared.
Sporting clays, God love it. Columbia Bottoms is going to host Wild Wednesdays throughout June.
What happened to the clays?
And I'm looking up the clays right now. It's God love you.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have the best news researcher, newscaster, and we're going to have to wrap it up, and we're going to come on the other side of the commercial break. Great information on Onyx phone app for maps. You don't need paper maps anymore. This is Zach. Is just a great guy, and they got good information. You're going to love this interview. I can't wait to get him on the air with us. So with that, we're going to take a break, and we'll see you all on the other side, baby.